Thomas, last week, Letterkenny University Hospital saw a significant increase in COVID-19 positive admissions and attendances. There were 84 patients with COVID-19 being treated in the hospital last Wednesday, and 11 wards were affected by COVID-19 outbreaks. This will no doubt increase even more following the bank holiday weekend just gone. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has called for the HSE to declare the current overcrowding in hospitals as an emergency situation until Easter at the earliest, and I would like to echo these calls. It is obvious that there is a link between mask wearing and the reduced transmission of COVID-19. Removing the requirement to wear a mask is clearly having a detrimental effect on our hospitals, and this needs to be addressed as well, Tomsa. Will your government declare that the current overcrowding in the hospitals is an emergency situation? And will you do all you can to address the pressures our healthcare workers are under and ensure that day surgeries can continue?
According to the HSE, there are 490 patients on trolleys awaiting admission this morning, but it's anticipated that the majority of those will be in a bed by this evening. Nonetheless, it's a figure that is very high. There are a number of factors contributing to it. It's not just about COVID. There are a number of other factors involved as well. In relation to mask wearing, the advice from government and the CMO is very clear that we encourage people to wear masks in public transport and healthcare settings and also in other crowded indoor settings. But this sublineage of Omicron is very infectious. It's probably 30% more infectious than the previous Omicron variant, and for that reason we are expecting to see an increase in cases over the coming weeks. The good news is that in Denmark, which was the country first to experience this Omicron plus sublineage, if you like, they're now seeing cases falling now very substantially, and we'd expect that to happen here in a few weeks' time.